Will the Rules Committee please come to order? We have for calendaring, three Senate bills, a House bill, and a House joint resolution. If I could have a motion on those pieces of legislation, then we'll take up SJR 52.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like a motion to move at the Chair's discretion, House Bill 319 for calendaring, House Bill JR 43, Senate Bill 301, Senate Bill 362, Senate Bill 378, Senate Joint Resolution 52.
Not Senate Joint Resolution 52.
Okay.
That's the
I
one
wasn't paying
gonna...
attention. I withdraw my motion on SJR 52, but...
Is there objection to approval for calendaring for the others at the Chair's discretion?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Jarrow.
I object to Senate Bill 301, revising the foundation formula, only in the...
I thought it did some good for you.
Well, it probably does some good there, but the objection there is that it doesn't include the fix for the single dual-site schools. And I'm not going to do anything here, so I just want to voice that for the the record in the Rules Committee, and I'll withdraw my objection.
Okay. Objection so noted and withdrawn. Without further objection, the bills and resolutions listed and resolution listed are approved for calendaring the Chair's discretion. That brings us to Senate Joint Resolution 52. Senator Rieger, you have been working on some technical changes. You have the floor.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, the Senate Finance Committee reported out a version of SJR 52, which attempts to put the sections B and C of the Budget Reserve Fund, Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund, into plain English. It doesn't make any changes from the earlier version with respect to D, which was the payback provision. All versions, both in the House and the Senate that I'm aware of, repeal the payback provision. The running it through Tim Cook, who was at first somewhat reluctant to comment on it, just as Jim Baldwin was reluctant to comment on it because it was a plain English and not a legal question. We did get a memorandum from Tim. She pointed out a couple of things that could raise questions. First, in what the Senate Finance Committee reported out in page 1, line 7, there was a phrase, money in the Budget Reserve Fund shall be treated as general funds. And that was intended to refer to the manner of appropriation, but she raised the question that that might raise questions of how it's invested, other things that we might not necessarily want to be tied in directly. So there, one change that I would suggest that we make is to change shall be treated to may be appropriated, to make it clear that we're only referring to the manner in which the money is appropriated, not other treatment of the funds while they're sitting in the Budget Reserve Fund. There was a sentence which said, for purpose of this section, money from the Budget Reserve Fund shall be considered to be the last used in a fiscal year, which was an attempt to get a little bit at the payback or make sure that those were the, that you used all the general fund monies first before you did the Budget Reserve. A number of questions raised that showed that that is somewhat impractical to try to actually implement. Since you make appropriations for specific purposes, or at least that's the general intent. And so I don't think it does that much violence to just take that out, especially since you still have in the Constitution, language says the legislature shall implement this section by law. The last thing Dan pointed out was when you refer to prior year's level, it might be a little clearer to say prior fiscal year's level. So where it did say prior year's level, the word fiscal would be inserted. And there's a work draft for those three changes. Talked to the chairman of Senate Finance, and her co-chairman of Senate Finance, and she had no problem and expressed some preference that these changes, at least as a starting point for the floor debate, be made in rules rather than on the floor, but although it could certainly work either way.
Are there questions by members of the committee?
Do you have?
Can I have?
Yeah,
we have copy
of
the
version.
Oh,
they must be in the. They must be stacked somewhere around here.
Could you grab them, Larry?
Hand me those bills over there and I'll start signing them.
These are mine.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to move a CS incorporating the proposed amendments?
The Cook 5494 version, it will be considered as a proposed rule CS in lieu of the original.
Is there objection? Without objection, so ordered. What are the wishes of the committee?
Chair, I move that we report out the rule CS for SJR to with individual recommendations.
Other objections? Without objection, the Rules Committee substitute is reported out with individual recommendations. Senator Rigger, do you wish?
I move that we approve SJR 52 for calendar and for discretion of the chair.
Without objection, so ordered. Is there anything else to come before the committee? If not, we are adjourned for the evening.